Hi, everyone, and welcome to Girl We Have to Talk podcast. It is Iris, and I am riding solo again today, but not really. I have a friend joining us, and we're just going to do a question episode today. We recorded it actually before I'm recording this, and I have to tell you, it is so good. So once again, welcome to Girl We Have to Talk, and sit back, enjoy this question, and hopefully you all are having a great start to the new year. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
I am doing well. Thanks for joining me today.
Of course.
Okay, so I want to start this off by saying this is going to be like released next year, so we're recording it at the very end of 2020. What is your New Year's resolution for 2021? I didn't prepare you for this, so.
Oh, you didn't, but I have one.
Oh,
I have perfect. A few, but I have one that I really want to stick to.
Okay.
So this year, obviously, we all know it's been a crazy year in 2020.
What?
And I really want to focus on giving back to like my local community.
Oh my God.
Year.
So that's so awesome.
Oh, thank you. So this past year, there was a few times throughout the year that I saw something like on Instagram or social media that was promoting like a drive or a, you know, some kind of like charity event or a donation. Where they're like collecting something specific, and I participated a few times through the year in a few of those, just like in my local area or just in the city in general. And so I really want to make it a point in 2021, every month I want to find something to donate to give back, to, you know, help, maybe volunteer. I really want to, you know, just give back to the people around me.
I love that. So I hope that you are able to keep doing that. And honestly, I feel like that one, I love that resolution because I think it's something that, not that everything is not always in your control, but I feel like when you're like, okay, I'm going to like lose weight or like I'm going to work out, I don't know, like I feel like that is in your control, but it seems like kind of like harder or like,
yeah,
I'm going to get a new job or like I'm going to make more money.
Yes.
Like those seem a little bit more tough, but I love the ones that are like, I want to save more, or like what you just said, like I want to give back more. I feel like that's so just like, and you can choose to do that, and there's not really a reason not to, if you so choose to do it. So I love that. That's a great one, Bree.
Thanks. I agree. Oh, it's very
so good.
And it feels good to give back, you know, so it's giving to myself, although it's really giving to others as well, you know, just, and it also makes me feel like I have a little bit of control over what's happening it right around me, you know. So
I love
so
it.
Many things this year were so far out of our control, and I just want to take a little bit of control back, really feel like I'm giving, and yeah, it's doable. Once I want to, you know, do something in the community, I can totally do that. So it rather, of course, I have those big goals, and I want more money too, and I want to lose weight too, and I want all those things, but it's really something solid that I know I can do if I want to. So
yes, I'm going to talk a lot about, like, I'm not making a New Year's resolution this year to, like, do any kind of weight loss thing. I never do, but I always, like, I never vocally say that, but then in the back of my mind, I'm like, I really, like, I wish I could, but I don't think I'm going to be able to, because I just really hate, like, eating healthy.
It's hard.
Yeah, it's, like, just, I hate it. So, but I do want to have, I think I'm going to have, like, one or two episodes, and actually, that kind of leads us to this question, actually. I didn't even think about that. So, like, Bree's here today. We're not going to have a full, it's one of the question-only episodes, and so I, the question is about kind of, like, weight loss and, like, gain and friendship and all that stuff, but I'm thinking this year that we're probably going to have like a few more conversations about like body image and things like that, just because I feel like it's like something that we didn't really talk that much about last season. And I didn't really talk about it in my first season either, which is interesting because it's like such a huge part of what I think about a lot. Mm-hmm. But I just like didn't bring it up because I think it's such an uncomfortable thing to talk about too, especially if you're somebody who's supposed to be like really confident and like, you know, you feel really good about yourself, but then to also say like, yeah, but I kind of like wish that I could like lose weight. I even feel bad because I think that there's a lot of people where like saying you want to lose weight actually is negative, but then also like it's negative to say that you don't want to get healthy and lose weight. Do you get what I'm saying? Like it's kind of like now at this point it's both. It's like even
saying,
I don't know, you don't have, well, you have social media, but it's like secret social media. But
yes, secret social media.
I love that. Do you, so on your secret social media, do you follow Lizzo?
I do.
Okay, like, so did you see the whole thing that happened to her? Because she did like a juice cleanse and everybody freaked the fuck out.
No.
Okay, so she did like a juice cleanse. This was like 2 weeks ago. She
Okay.
did a juice cleanse and she was like, and she's been like vegan before. And then also she's had like fucking Takis inside of a cheesy fucking jalapeno. I don't know. Like, she's just living her life. But like, she went on a juice cleanse the other day and like everybody was so mad at her. They were like, you're supposed to be about body positivity and like, we can't believe that you're doing this, that you like want to lose weight. And it's like, you can't win. You could be like super positive. I mean, juice cleanses are not healthy, but she was just like, I just wanted to do one because I wanted to like clear up my system. It wasn't a weight loss thing. I don't know. It was just,
Right.
I think there's no winning. It's like, there's, you are either going to be like totally comfortable being fat. And like, I'm saying that in a good way because like, actually, like one of my friends is a therapist and studies body positivity and she's like, embrace the word fat. So she's just like, you know, either you're going to be fat and proud and like happy, like, I don't know, it even feels weird to say, like, and happy to be fat, but like, just being like, I'm good with it. Like, this is the way that I am, and I'm not going to like be hard on myself. And I feel like that's so difficult for, it's even difficult for me to say that, like, to be like, I'm fat and okay with it. Like, oh my God. And then even if I do say that, I have a size 14. I feel like if I say that, then there's going to be people who are like a size 22 who are like, bitch, you're not fat. And then it's like, wait, okay, but I'm not fit. Like, it's just such a fucking mess.
There's
It's
so
such
much
a
judgment.
mess. Yes, there's just like no winning.
Nope. Yep. Totally.
So that brings us to our question, which is
Yes,
kind
it's a
of about
great
that.
question.
Yeah, okay, good. I was gonna, like, I found this question honestly so long ago and I was going to do it, but then I like ran out of time. So I'm happy. Like, yeah, I found this question in October of 2020. What? So, yay. I'm super excited to talk to you about it because honestly, I have never heard you talk a lot about it. Like, I know, like, at a couple, like, when we used to see each other at work, you know, back in the old days, you were like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna try to do like Weight Watchers or something like that. And I've done that for like years, and like this year, starting in January, I'm gonna really try to stick to, like, I don't want to pay for Weight Watchers, so I'm doing I Track Bites. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but
No.
I will share it with you after this call. Actually, it's really good. So it's like free Weight Watchers, basically. And I'm gonna say that I want to do it. Like, I obviously I would love to like lose some of my COVID pounds, but also in addition to that, like being home all the time, I literally can eat whatever I want and it's not like I need to get my life together. Like, I'm
Same.
all, yeah, like this is
Same.
not like, I'm just like, it's things that I don't like, I never have usually eaten. Like, I'll be like, you know what sounds great right now? A whole entire bag of Flamin' Hots, because like, why not? Like, why can't, like, why not have those? And like, I was eating like Oreo and like, these are all delicious things and you should have them, but like, I was eating them like a lot, like every day. So,
Right.
I mean, like,
Without moderation, which is
no
not the goal.
moderation. No moderation. And then also, like, I'm not a big like workout at home person. It's really hard for me. Like, I like to work out, but I love to like go to classes. Like, even I think we've talked about it. Like, I like to go to my dance class. I like to go to my hot yoga, but obviously I can't fucking go to any of that. So I'm just like at home eating fucking snacks. which is, you know, great, but not really. Anyway, so let's read this question. So the title of the question is my best friend being insensitive or am I being sensitive? So I'm 23, female, struggling with my weight for around 2 years now. I was a size 10 for the last 2 years. I've been a size 12, 14. And lately, my clothes are getting tighter and tighter. I hate looking at myself in the mirror. Some nights, I cry myself to sleep. I've told my best friend, 23, female, also, all of this. She's a size 4 and has always felt, and I've always felt huge around her. She's always struggled putting on weight and was always talking about how she wishes she was a size 10. She eats nice, hearty meals, but she's just never puts it on. Seeing as we were on lockdown, she was working from home, so she wasn't getting any exercise. So now she's a size 6, and she won't stop telling me how fat she is. She sends me pictures of herself in a full-length mirror with messages saying, look how fat I am now. I absolutely hate the word fat. It really triggers me as I am struggling with my appearance right now. I don't know what to do about this because it's constant. Every day she is telling me how fat she is. Like, if she's fat, I must be a whale. So I think this person's just being like, are they being too sensitive? Is their friend being insensitive? What do we think?
Yeah, it's a lot to unpack there. At least I think
Me
so.
too.
So my initial thoughts, I think of two things. Like, I think that all the feelings here are valid mm-hmm. on this person that's writing in and also on the friend.
Right.
You know, I also think, like we just said, like you were just saying, it's hard to even say the words fat, mm-hmm. you know, or that I'm okay with being fat. You know, I think that the person that's writing this question maybe has a lot of reflecting to do herself.
Yeah.
You know, like it's okay for this to bother you. I think first of all, why don't you tell your friend that it bothers
yes,
you?
Yes, that's what my suggestion was.
It was my first thought. My second thought was, why does it bother you so much? And maybe there's some work that she needs to do on herself on why it's so triggering and why she's taking it so personal when your friend isn't talking about you at all. Mm-hmm. You know, I understand why it might feel personal or why it does bother. But like, I'm coming from a place of currently working on myself, yeah. you know, and when things bother me, especially when it really has to do with someone else, I often ask myself, like, why is that bothering me so much? You know? So I think of those two things, like, why don't you talk to your friend? And why does that word bother you so much?
Yeah.
And I think we can all understand why, but maybe they need to do some digging on why. You know?
Yeah. And I feel like that's something that we can, I mean, I personally can say that too, because even like I was just saying, it's like, so you're trained so young to be like, this is a bad word. And yes. it's like, you like, and I feel like her friend also though, is using it as a bad word. So it's like yes. her friend is using it as a bad word. She also is feeling like it's a bad word. I actually feel like I read this question. It's funny because I had a friend. We're not friends now, but like, not really. Like, is that a positive thing to say? Like, we're not friends. She just like moved away and we don't talk anymore, but yeah, like we're not fighting. It's just like, I don't talk to her anymore, but we used to be really good friends. And mm-hmm. she was like, she's so cute. She was like 4'11" and she had she was like a cute little petite white girl. And she, but I'm saying this because like she would feel really negative about her body. I just think that she had like an ideal shape. Like she was adorable and was like a size mm-hmm. like 5 or 6. And she was always just like, I feel so fat or something like that. And we'd always be like, wow, that like really sucks that you feel this way. Cause like we all look at you and we're like, you look awesome. And I think that I was talking to one of my other friends who, like, the one who's a therapist and her focus is like body positivity. And like one of the things she was saying is she's white and I'm black. And so we were talking about too, another thing is like, I was even sitting here and I'm like, wow, a size 10. Like that sounds, I like, yeah, like I've been super thin before and I was like really unhealthy. And like, I'm just like, yeah, I would love to like get in shape. That to me in shape is a size 10. Like, I'm just like, that sounds wonderful yes. to me.
Sounds
yeah.
I'm
like, that sounds
me.
Wonderful. Yes. I would love to be a size 10. Great. Like, I yes. love that. So like, but what my friend was saying is like, a lot of the times, like women who are white have like the ideal body type that the society has told us for a white woman is maybe different from me because like I'm looking at like Meg Thee Stallion and I'm looking at Cardi B and like all these women of color. And like, I'm like, God, they look good. Like I want to have like a tiny waist and a fat ass. That sounds amazing. But I feel like mm-hmm. for you guys, it's like Blake Lively and like, you know, like Hailey Baldwin. And they're so fucking, if that was like my ideal body type, I think I would fucking shit myself because It's so thin. Like, it's so thin. Yes. I even have a friend right now who's, like, is so, like, she's not scary thin. Like, she looks, and her, she's just like, yeah, like, I guess I'm never going to get rid of, like, my fat stomach. And I'm just like, bitch, what? I mean, I just feel like we all have, like, and she's literally, like, a size. She's like, sometimes I'm a small and sometimes I'm an extra small. And I'm like, yep, okay.
Yeah,
you know, and it's tough because like we all like all of us are like these different size people and like what like how we see ourselves and what we all need think that we need to work on and like what's considered fat. It's just such a social construct of fuckery. And I feel like exactly what you said, like she needs to work on herself. It doesn't matter because I kind of am now like, is fat just like relative? Like, how do you even know? Right. Like I don't even know if you, because I was even saying like, I wanted to say like, if you're a size 10 usually, but like now you're a size 12, 14. And like, I'm assuming probably also she's wearing like fucking juniors clothing. Cause like, I like was wearing juniors clothing too for a while, and then now I've transitioned into like women's clothing, and like I got a shirt for Christmas and it was a large, and I was like, no fucking chance this is gonna fit me. And it was actually like a little big, but it's an adult fucking person size. So like I feel like that's another thing too. But like, you know, what are we supposed to do? Because I like, she's like a person who a lot of women would be like, I would love to be a size 10. I would love to be a size 12. Like, I think there's a lot of people, even for me, like, I'm like, oh my God, I need to lose all this weight. A lot of people are like, I would love to be able to wear a size 14. I think there's people who'd love to wear a size 18. There's people who'd love to wear a size 20. You know, there's people who'd love to be weighing like 200 pounds. Like, there's people like, I, like one of my friends recently had a weight loss surgery. So like, I'm friends with her, and then it like at, like because of that, you know how the algorithms work, it like connects you to other people who have gotten weight loss surgery, and like I see some of their comments where they're like, I'm entering into the 200s, and they're like excited to get there. And this girl, maybe like we don't know what she weighs, but like she's probably somebody who a lot of people like that do consider themselves to be fat would be like, you are not fat at all. But like also though, like that's how she feels, and that's how her size six friend feels. And so it's conflicting because, like, I don't want to tell them that their feelings are invalid and, like, shut up, you're not fat. Like, that's not really helpful either. So,
which is, I think, where I kind of started.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, is that it's all about perspective here. It's all, and it's all valid.
Yes, and exactly like you, what you were going to say is, like, or what you did say, it, I think that's the only advice that we'd be able to give is not that you're being like, I don't think your friend's being insensitive, because I'm sure that you probably haven't told her how you feel, and how she feels is how she feels. And I don't think you're being too sensitive. I feel like how you feel is how you feel. And the only thing you can do is communicate with your friend and say like, hey, listen, like this is like, I'm struggling with this right now. And I think a lot of people also have issues talking to their friends like that to even say, and I can imagine myself at 23 feeling like it would be hard to say to my friend, like, hey, listen, I'm really struggling right now with my body image. And like, I think you look great. And so when you tell me that, it makes me feel bad, because the friend who like I thought had the great body, like all these years ago, we were friends probably around the same age. And like, when she would say that kind of stuff, I was like, oh my God, like it did make me feel like, if you think you're big, like I must be a fucking whale. But like, and if, I was never mad at her or anything like that, but I did feel a certain kind of way, and I, you know, I didn't say anything. So I think that that's like a thing in your 20s, and I think it's a thing now too. Like we struggle with like how to communicate with our friends and people in general. So I think that she just has to like have an honest conversation with her friend, and like an honest conversation with herself too, because it sucks that she feels this way, because, you know, in the grand scheme of things, I'm just like, you sound like you look great. But, you know, I'm sure.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I'm like, I think both of you are probably fabulous, number one, you know. I also think if someone is your friend, especially women, like I think women, you know, all over the country feel this way, all over the world feel this way. And I think everyone can relate to it. And I think it would just take a simple, although it isn't so easy, especially at a younger age, to say, hey, that hurts my feelings. But I think, as a woman, this friend would really hear that and respond well to it.
Yeah. And one of the things too that I feel like we also need to be able to say to people, and I think that this is something that like I'm constantly working on, this is like how to communicate to people. And I think in my 20s, like I would have struggled to have said this at all. And then now that I've moved into my 30s, I think I definitely would feel comfortable to say this. But I also now struggle with like, what is the way to say this to someone? Because like the thing is, I don't think this is like her friend's fault. And I feel like she should approach it from a place of like, this is how I feel, and this is what I'm dealing with. But this, and so like, you know, you doing this is causing a reaction to me, but I'm not faulting you. Like, I feel like that's important too, is to be like, I'm not mad at you that you have your own feelings. Like, we both should have our own feelings. But I'm letting you know that like I'm struggling right now, and I, maybe the better thing is like, I can't take, and I feel like the word burden is coming to mind, but like, I can't think of a better word, but like, I can't take the burden of hearing like how you feel about your shit right now, because like, I'm really struggling with it. And like, I feel like that almost struggles into the realm of like, maybe I'm not being a good friend, but I just feel like having that clear communication of like, and I have said this to someone, I talked to Jamie about this. And not in a negative way, but we were saying, like, we were talking about way back in like April when we were talking a lot about COVID. I was like, I'm struggling so much with this right now, mostly from a work perspective of like, and you, we work together. So like, you probably totally relate to this, the uncertainty. Like if you remember back in like April and May, like how uncertain things were at our workplace. Like I was like, I'm really struggling with the uncertainty of work right now, in particular due to COVID. So I was like, I honestly can't even think about like anything else. Like I really don't want to talk about anything to do with COVID right now, because like it's already like it's happening to me and I feel negatively impacted. So like hearing other things about it was like starting to like actually freak me out even more. So I had that, I said that to her and she was like, oh my God, no, I totally get it. And then she stopped. And like we, it's not like we never talked about COVID, but it would be like I would bring it up, or like, you know, it, she left it kind of in my court. And I feel like maybe that's what this person needs to do with their friend is, you know, express that like you can't really handle that right now because you're struggling with your own shit. And so you just don't want to hear about how fat she is too, because it's just making you feel bad. And I think that's a fair thing
and
to say.
Yeah, I think saying something is necessary. And I'm sure that friend has someone else she can go to when she needs to say, oh my, I feel so fat. It's valid that she feels that way. Everyone can feel that way. But maybe just like you said, bring it to someone else, because the friend that's writing in right now can't hear it anymore, you know, and that's understandable. Or maybe she even rephrases the way she's saying.
Yeah, and maybe they are like, hey, let's start working out together at home. Let's start like being accountable. Like that might happen. Also, though, like what I also think is sometimes people say like, oh, my God, I feel so fat. Like I feel like I need to lose weight. And then like the friend says to them, like what this girl might say is like, hey, like, you know, like you saying that makes me feel like you must think that I'm fucking huge. And that friend might respond and say something which is also super true and valid, like 180 pounds on me, I'm a short little fucking person. Versus 180 pounds on like one of my friends who's like 5'10", 5'11", so different. She may be like, girl, like you got big tits, or like you have like, you might proportionately look in a way that feels to her like you look fine and she may not feel fine. And like, that's just the craziness that we all deal with inside of our head. We're like somebody else who's like definitely maybe bigger than you or like taller, whatever. Like you may have idealized this person in your head and they may see you in a totally different way than you see yourself. And I've seen that happen too. So I just think like, it may not necessarily mean that your friend thinks that you're a whale. It just may, she's probably not thinking about you at all, because now she's like wrapped up in her own shit. So I think that if you're honest with her and you set some boundaries, I think that's going to probably be the most helpful. And maybe a good solution is, maybe the best thing is, maybe you guys start to kind of like do stuff together. If you're both feeling that way and you want to be healthier. I don't know. Both of you sound really cute, but
adorable.
Like, but if you want to get, if you're like, we want to work on this together, maybe that's like a bonding thing. You do it together.
Also, I think what could be bonding for them is that conversation that needs to be had, because I guarantee your friend doesn't know they're hurting your feelings, you know? And so having that conversation of, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that when I'm talking about myself, it has nothing to do with you, and you are cute and wonderful and great. And you know, I like this about you or that about you, or I wish I, like you said, you know, you have big tits. I wish I had those, or whatever it is. Could really heal this feeling that's happening between the friends, because they seem like good friends, and this would only get in the way if they don't talk about it.
So
I think the conversation's always, you know, most of the time it's healing rather than not.
I feel like that's so true. And I hope that they talk, you know, this is months ago, so maybe they did talk already. And like can clear the air and, you know, wore some virtual sexy Halloween outfits to a virtual Halloween party. Probably not, because they're 23. They probably went out.
They probably did. And they're probably looking great.
Anyway, that's all my thoughts on this. Bree, do you have anything else? This was so fun. I actually love this little show. It was only like 25 minutes less than that. And I love this episode. This was really fun. Yes, I'm going to invite you back again.
Yes, thank you. I love it. It's so
okay, guys. Well, it was really nice talking to you, Bree. I know I will talk to you soon. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.